episode 1966, Rough Around the Edges.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? You made it. It's Friday. Yay! Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, you know what? I am looking forward. I know we had a really short week this week because we had the holiday on Monday, but now it's the weekend. It is time to celebrate. Even though you might be feeling a little strange, confessions of an upset mama, you might be a little rough around the edges. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, there are times when parenting is a little rough around the edges. You want perfection in your skills and all the answers. Why can't it be easier? You know, parenting is not always about the child. Yes, we are responsible for the child, but what we learn is much greater than what we teach. Think about that just for a moment. What we learn is much greater than what we teach. Where we fall short as parents is the desire for perfection. We want all of those answers. I know I did. And if I didn't know what to do, I was in search of who or what could give me the answer. Seriously, who wants to mess up their child? I don't, and I know you don't either. So what do you do? Well, you were not created to be perfect. You were created to be real, not perfect. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be real. There are some things in life that we just don't get or understand. We may lack the knowledge or the experience. Either way, it's not the end of the world. But we look at it as such. We're like, oh my gosh, I could have done fill in the blank. I have 5 children. And as of today, we have 4 high school graduates. I did not get them through. God did. 100%. Yes, I want to say I was a pretty good parent, but I made a lot of mistakes. Some mistakes ended up being not so bad. And others, you're like, oh, maybe this too shall pass. And it does. And it does help not only to shape the child, but it helps to shape you as a person, right? You were not created to be perfect. You were created to be real. And we put so many of these expectations upon ourselves. I mean, just look at the self-help area when it comes to parenting. There's tons and tons and tons of books. And I got to tell you can read every single one of them. But until you are in the trenches as a parent, you're not going to learn as much from the books. Now, yes, they give you great guidance, but they still don't give you all the answers. However, there's one thing that you do offer your child that no one else can give. It's you. So be real. When you give up seeking out perfection as a parent, you can live your life with a greater hope for both you and your child. You're not always looking out for, oh my gosh, am I going to fail? You're not sitting there going, this is my report card. No. You're doing the best that you can do with the season that you're in. And I'm sure you've been through trying times, whether it's your home relationship, right? We've got some parents that are single parents. Is there anything wrong with that? No. It's their life. We have parents that have been married to the same person from the very beginning. Is there anything wrong with that? No. It's their life. So it's not about, are we doing things right within our families? It's, are we doing the best that we know how to do? And in my opinion, also asking God for guidance and saying, Lord, you know, take this because I don't know. You smooth over this path because I probably just put a lot of pebbles on it. And someone's going to fall. And it's probably going to be me and my child. So will you catch him and make the fall less? But with anything that you do in life, you've got to be real. Because every child, I don't care what their age, they can see right through you. You can attempt to call their bluff, but they're looking at you going, okay, mom, I got you already. I can see right through you. So be real. That's how you celebrate being an incredible parent. But you can also do a few other things. And so I want to go over a few of those with you. Number one, extend forgiveness faster than it was given to you. You may not like what your child did or is going to do, but you're still called to love them. You don't have to like their actions, but you need to extend forgiveness to them faster than it was given to you. I don't know what your childhood was like. Maybe you had the perfect childhood. Maybe your parents did absolutely nothing wrong. And you're like, I'm just trying to live up to, you know, what they set, the standards that they set out. Well, that's great where you could try to live up to that, but don't set your standards based on what you think they're going to think about how you parent. This is your family. And you're going to see things differently. Plus, life does change a little bit. So you have to adapt to what is going on and understanding, how do I begin to pass on my values? How do I begin to allow my child to understand that these are really the boundaries I set for him, that I set for her in order to protect her so that she knows she's loved? But within all of that, you have to extend forgiveness. And maybe you were extended forgiveness as a child, or maybe you were not. It's a hard thing to do. Now, that doesn't mean you don't discipline. Oh, no, no. I am all about discipline. There needs to be a consequence for an action taken. Whether it's good or bad, there are consequences. And so that is secondary to the forgiveness. It's important that our children know that we are willing to forgive them. Why? Because they are created in the image of God. If he extends that to you and me, then by golly, we need to extend it to our child. So extend forgiveness faster than it was given to you. Number two, give yourself grace. Yes, this one is all for you. When you mess up, own it, learn from it, and move forward. Because guess what? You're going to mess up. So you might as well learn to own it, learn from it, and move forward. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting in the corner your entire life as a parent, and your child's going to grow up without you, and your child needs you at all stages of life. I've enjoyed so much every single stage that my children have gone through. And it's interesting because people will ask me, well, Christine, you have five children. And they're like, oh, but they're older now. And I'm like, yeah, but they used to be really, really young. And it was like crazy all the time. We had five children under the age of eight. It was a party every day. It's still a party every day. We have four of the five living at home. And now with my daughter married, so we now have a son-in-law, we've got six. It is a double party. And we're expecting a grandchild. So yes, bring it on. The party's going to get bigger. It's awesome. It's kind of scary too. But when people say, you know, you got it easy now. And I'm like, oh, no, no. You don't understand. With every stage in life comes another learning opportunity. Another time for me to be stretched as a mom, for my husband to be stretched as a dad. And some people say, you know, Christine, why aren't you sad? You know, when our baby, G-Man, went from his toddler stage into preschool, into kindergarten, they're like, aren't you going to miss it? Because by that time, we had basically decided, okay, five was good. My quiver's full. We're done. And I was like, okay, I would have had 20 kids, but my husband's like, we got to pay for these 20 kids. So we're going to have five. We're very blessed. And I said, okay, I can do that. And so when he got older and moved into elementary school, I didn't necessarily cry because I wasn't going to have any more children. I was ecstatic for what was to come, knowing that they're just moving on to the next stage in their life. And I celebrate that all the time. We just graduated number four of five, our Noahnator. Oh my goodness, it's awesome. He's going to college next year, even with the craziness that's happening in this world. And you know what? I'm thrilled for him. Does that mean that I wish he was still in high school? No, I wouldn't wish that upon him. He's ready to go out into the world. He's ready to sink his teeth into knowledge so he can impact the world that he touches. And I look forward to seeing how his impact changes the world. It makes his mama's heart very happy. So for me, I don't ever look at a different stage as losing something. I always see it as I'm gaining. What am I gaining? And part of growing as a parent is giving yourself grace. You gain a lot when you give yourself grace. Because you're going to mess up. So you might as well own it, learn from it, and move forward. And finally, number three, love your child and yourself where they're at. As you grow in your parenting skills, you will come to realize the value of unconditional love for both you and your child. We need to do both. You need to love your reflection. Because if you don't love who you are, you can't love your child. And I know that sounds really strange, but it is so important. If you don't like who you see in that mirror, you're going to take it out on your child. I see it happen all the time. If you don't love who you see in that mirror, then you're going to take it out on your husband. It is what it is. So it's so important that you love not only your child, but you love yourself in every season of life. Because this unconditional love, there's nothing like it. And yeah, you may have a child that messes up, but there's nothing that says you can't love your child. You don't have to like the actions, but you need to love your child. And there's a big difference there. You know, as I was thinking about this episode, we've got these shrubs outside in our backyard in our flower bed. And unfortunately this year we had a run-in with scale insects. Now, if you're not familiar with scale insects, they're these tiny shell-like bumps that attach themselves and they literally suck the life out of your plant. And the ones that we have down here in the South, they're kind of like, they're soft at first, okay? And then when they attach themselves to the plant, they've got this, what I call a needle. I don't know if that's a proper term, but that's what I see it as. This needle, and it pokes into the branch. And then the outside of the scale turns hard. And so for ours, they turn white. Now, there are a lot of different species when it comes to these scale insects, but ours are white. And I had our tree expert come and talk to me about it. And I was like, what is this? I've never seen this. I've lived everywhere and I've never had a run-in with these weird things. I mean, it looked like my plant had the chicken pox, but they were white all over. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm killing my plants. Well, you know what? I feel like we look at our children that way. And sometimes it's like, I'm not doing well enough with my baby. I'm killing my baby. I make the wrong mistakes. I choose the wrong formula, or I give them the wrong toy, or I don't sign them up for the right activity. And I just feel like I'm not doing what I need to do for my child. I'm not giving them all the opportunities. It's like I'm suffocating him in the wrong way. And we carry this mom guilt. We carry this dad guilt. And it's like, I don't know. How do I escape this? Well, in looking at our plant, well, we have actually more. These shrubs, I think there's like five or six of them in this particular bed area. And all of them have been affected. And the biggest one has been affected the worst. And it's interesting because I think there's actually five, because when I counted them, I'm like, it's like one for each of my children. And it's funny because they're all a different size. Now, if you go and look at today's episode picture, the picture that says rough around the edges, that's the picture that I'm talking about right now. Just so you have a glimpse and an understanding as to what I'm talking about. But so when I was talking to my tree guy, he said, you know what? He says, I don't know about you. But he goes, I am willing to work on things and not give up. I'm willing to let the plants fight. And he goes, it's up to you. You can dig them up and give up. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, we've only been here a little over 2 years, and I'm one who just knows that you've got to go through seasons in order for plants to survive. And when you're treating them, you know, our previous owners, we didn't know how they treated the plants here and how they cared for them. And so I knew it's a cycle. And sometimes it takes a full 2 to 3 years for these plants to understand, number one, some benefits that you're giving them, maybe that they hadn't had before. And sometimes you got to change them a little bit in order to make it work better. So I was like, you know what? I'm all in for giving them the opportunity. And so these sticks is what they look like. They were just straight sticks this spring. And I was like, oh, that's going to look really bad. It's going to look really bad. And it's really at the front. And they have these vibrant green leaves because they all fall off during the winter. And then when it comes back, it's like these lime green leaves. They're so brilliant and they pop on our darker landscape. And I really miss that. And so I was actually kind of sad every single time I looked in our flower beds and I'm like, oh, these shrubs look not so good. And then to see these white things like literally attached to them all over. I'm talking hundreds of scale insects. It was disgusting. And here, okay, if you're not eating, you're not going to want to eat after this. So if you are, hold, just cover your ears for a minute. But when you take these scales off and you like try to kill them and you pinch them between your fingers, you actually get blood on your fingers. I mean, I've never experienced this whatsoever. Now I'm sharing all of this. I'm sure you're like, Christiane, is this supposed to be about a shrub or are we talking about parenting? No, stay with me here. There's a reason why I'm telling you about this. We sometimes look at our children and say, it's a hopeless situation. I've done everything I know how. I've given everything and I just feel like I've got to give up. I can't do anymore. And sometimes you just feel like they're the stick-looking shrub. There is no hope. But if you look at that picture that I have on this episode, you're going to see something. You're going to see some green leaves. It's not full. They're not real vibrant, but there are some green leaves. And there are also some blooms. You see, this week, we had 7 blooms appear. 3 at one point came all together on 2 different bushes, and then now every bush has at least 1 bloom on it. Talk about a blessing. Sometimes we look at our kids and we just want to throw our hands up and say, I give up. I've been fighting for you for 10, 15 years, and they just won't let me in. They've closed their heart, Christiane. You don't understand. They've run away. They've gotten into trouble. Sometimes they've gotten in too deep, or maybe it's grades. They're hanging around the wrong crowd, and you're like, I just feel like giving up. I can't. I'm telling you right now, don't you dare give up. Because when they come back, I promise you they will blossom and they will bloom. They're still your child. And yeah, maybe it's not what you thought it was going to be. Maybe they didn't end up making all-star basketball team. Maybe they didn't go off to play in the NFL. Maybe they didn't go and become an actress that they so dreamt about. Or maybe they're still in diapers and you're like, I'm just hoping to get them to preschool, let alone graduating them from college. The thing is that parenting is rough. And sometimes we look at our children and we're like, I'm not getting any results. It just looks like sticks. There's nothing there. And life happens. You know, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. But even through all the ups and downs, your children still blossom. And I promise you, they still come home. You were created to be real, not perfect. I want you to bloom and blossom as a parent. There's nothing better than having your child come to you and say, thanks for listening. Does it happen very often? Oh, no, it doesn't. So count your blessings when it does. I've enjoyed those few moments that I've had with my children. When they've come out of the blue and said, Mom, I just wanted to say thank you. Or in just conversation or in a text. And I just like stand there like, okay, the earth is going to, it's coming down. Here comes a lightning strike. Lord, this is it. This is the end of the world for me because my child just acknowledged that I was right. Or that I did something specific for them and there was a smile on their face and in their heart. We don't get that very often as parents. And I know it's hard because sometimes we're looking at them like, they just kind of have that shrub and that stick-like look. And you feel like they're not going anywhere always. But then they surprise you. And they blossom into something incredible. Don't give up. As much as it hurts, because I know it does. How many tears are shed for our children? Oh, many. Many floods I know happen. But don't give up. And I know you don't want to. But it's these little things deep down that we don't talk about. We push them down because we're almost ashamed of saying, I'm not a good parent. I've said some horrible things or I've done horrible things. And we don't even know where to begin. And we think that, oh my gosh, we've destroyed our child. You have not. Your child is resilient and so are you. And we have a God that is much greater than any of our mistakes. I know He has smoothed over many past that I have thrown pebbles on. And I praise Him for that. So are you ready to catch your blooms today while being, well, a little rough around the edges? Go out and be the best mama. Go out and be the incredible daddy that you can be. And don't do it just because you can, but because you were created to be real, not perfect. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.